Bloody Oath boys, welcome back. It's just been a little while, but we're here to make you on our promise.
What was that?
We're here to make you on our promise.
Yeah, and what's that promise, Johnny boy?
Get this, right? Box office, budget, $1 million. No, 120 million estimated.
Yeah.
1,000, whatever. 120 million?
Yeah, we'll be, yeah.
Grossed worldwide, 221 million. So they made their money back, boys.
Round of applause for Geostorm, boys.
Oh, yeah. I thought we were talking about Matt Breida's highlights.
Enough of that. What are you on here if you're a listener, Tommy?
What are you on here? You're on the Crappy Cannon podcast, driving you home. 4 to 6.
No, mate, it's like 10 weekdays. PM, mate.
Yeah. It could be 4 to 6 graveyard shift. They're listening at this time.
Graveyard, okay.
Listen whenever the hell you want, mate. Yeah, we don't run your lives.
I disagree.
Bill barely runs his own life, let alone yours.
Shambles.
Yeah, you're bloody messing up, mate.
I have a manager that runs mine.
Yeah, you've hired Jim. Jim's good. Keeps your days planned.
From Jim's mowing.
From Jim's mowing.
So, you know.
Does your
lawns. He does my lawns as
and
well,
keeps
yeah.
your life under control.
Oh, that's beautiful. It's a great service.
What can't he do?
If you want to know what more, visit jimsmowing.com.au, guys.
And ask for Jim. Crappy Cannon. We watch a film every week. Then we come back and we read some stories out about that film that we've written.
Riff on the movie a little bit. Read those stories. Yep.
Not typically autobiographical stories.
No, not at all.
Fictional, yeah. Usually.
Yep. I usually do mine on my own life.
Yeah, hey. Bill's. Yeah, you like it doing a bit of that, don't you, Bill? Just including
lots of
the
interactions with politicians and
I like it.
The president in general.
Yeah, and we all know that you get up to that on your second days, stories, on your days off. Sure. Yeah, but boys, Geostorm, did we?
Hey, let's set it up. Let's set
it
up.
We got the box office for it, but yeah, Geostorm. Hey, hit us, Johnny.
So last week we watched Geostorm, right? 2017 film came out. We saw the trailers, even though no one saw the trailers, probably just playing on TV.
Yeah.
We just instantly thought, God, this movie sucks.
Yeah.
But we decided to give it a go.
Yeah, as we do.
And thoughts, Bill, because I haven't heard anything from you.
Yeah, we heard nothing from you.
It was retarded.
Yep.
It's so stupid.
Yep.
I felt like I was at a bit of a detriment because, like, I don't feel like I was paying enough attention in the first half and it felt like nothing was really happening. Mm. And the second half, it's just, like, bonkers. Just, like...
I actually watched the movie, like, watching it. I didn't do anything, like, while I was watching.
I felt bad because, like, I was doing other things. And then, like, I looked back at the movie and it was just, like, something weird was happening. I was like, what have I missed?
Yeah, first half I was chatting away a bit and then... So I wasn't paying tons of attention. I still noticed, like... When the dude gets hit by the car, is
that's so funny?
Well, he doesn't get hit. He gets fucking pushed.
I love his call before that. How he's like, yeah, he gets full like pushed into it. His call before that, it's just like, I figured it all out. And I was like, oh, he's gonna die, isn't he?
And they come and hunt him down at his office when the guys come in.
Yeah, they're like, search his drawers and stuff, and he's like hiding in the thing in Tokyo. How were they so onto him?
Who was he anyway?
He's like some.
At first, when they introduced him, I thought he just like worked at this weird supermarket in China. But apparently, it's like with a climate.
Yeah, just some
committee.
Science
it's
guy.
It's just that it cuts to him getting some food at a supermarket for a bit.
It tells that cat to
and
get out of the
And then it goes
fridge.
Need for it becomes Fast and Furious.
And then he tells Max Lawson, he's like, guys, something just happened. Max Lawson's the
Max Lawson's
guy works with under
Gerard
the
Butler's brother.
Yeah, his brother.
Jared Butler's brother.
Yeah. So the film starts off. Let's start. From
give
the
basic synopsis of the film here.
Oh my God.
Well, basic synopsis is they make a satellite that controls the weather and stops all these crazy fucking national disasters that are happening. And
natural,
they stop them.
Not natural.
Natural, not natural. They are national disasters, but
well, they become national throughout the film.
Yeah. So you got our boy Jake Lawson. Opens up with him.
Yep.
Is it a congressional hearing or something? And they're like, they're like, Jakey boy, you're a loose cannon, mate.
You gotta stop being so clever.
You've developed this
you've
thing
developed
that saved millions of lives. Just
it's ours now.
Don't be a smart ass.
You're out of here. He really gets in a good yelling match with that guy, actually.
The senator.
Yeah.
Is it? I don't know.
Really takes him down. A senator of some kind. And really, really fucks him up, I reckon.
That senator would have copped so much backlash after that as well. Like, the public would have been like, this guy's made this thing. He just cast him.
That's the thing.
Because he was rude to you.
Yeah. Yeah, because
he was honest.
You get the security. Was it the security guard? Who's the guy at the start that's like, "Oh, you're a bloody national hero. What can I do anything for you?" And he gives him the tie. He takes his tie off and gives him the tie.
That's crazy. I don't remember that.
You don't remember
it's
either.
Literally that must have been at the very start.
It's literally,
like
it's
start.
Probably the first scene. It like yeah, pans nah. down from the sun or like the satellite to Jake walking in.
I guess I wasn't looking at that bit.
And the security guard's like, "You're not allowed in here." And then he looks at him again. It's like, "Oh, you're Jake Lawson.
I like how
you're a
like
hero."
Lawson's like probably the most famous person ever. He's done this thing to save everyone. Yeah. No one knows what he looks like or who he
no
is.
No one knows what he looks
like.
Like
he goes up into
he
the...
goes up, no one knows him. Until he says his name. And everyone's
like,
oh,
fuck.
Jake Lawson.
Yeah, yeah. That is weird, actually.
It's like if Taylor Swift
like
walked in.
Up
we're
there,
like,
I feel like
that?
You'd know
you would have, surely.
The guy who made what
surely.
You're working on.
Even if you'd never met him personally, you would know him.
He'd be a celebrity.
Yeah.
Like, that's Elon Musk level of weird stuff.
Surely more.
Yeah.
Albert Einstein. You saved the bloody planet.
I reckon it would be.
I reckon it's more like,
Yeah?
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Goat.
Throw on Hail
goat.
Marys
yeah,
every
I'd say
national
it.
Disaster.
You know, they're both the goats of their
nah,
field.
Yeah, nah, yeah. Sorry, boys. What do you think of, good old, how, like, Maxi turns down, old Jakey?
The yeah,
brothers,
I enjoy that.
The brother's turning down. But I have to admit, like, I feel like the brother, Max, does nothing the whole film.
He
just
yeah,
watches
he,
stuff unfold.
He doesn't really. Yeah.
He's kind of the ground guy, I guess, because he's the guy.
And he
that...
just relays stuff to Jake. But, like, the lady that he goes out with,
the Secret Service lady,
Sarah Wilson, she does more stuff than what?
If,
yeah, but
if anything, that's almost my one problem with the film, is they both find out that it's, like, something dodgy is going on. At the same time. One of them should have found out before the other figured out, so they could tell him, and then you have this, like, tense moment of, like, but oh, it, he didn't know, and now he's, like, being real cautious.
It kind
of
seemed
but,
like...
But, like, both of them suspected.
It seemed like Jake suspected it from the very start.
Yeah,
though.
He did. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. But then he just never said anything until Max said something.
Yeah. That's where, like, the middle part of the film gets a bit, like...
And now they're like... You remember our dad used to take his fishing? And it's like the secret message.
She's still going to take it out and she's like, oh, I'm sorry.
The best
and he's just like, he never took his fishing.
I love that. And it's
that
like,
is such a great line. That
I love
is
it.
Like the best line.
They never referenced that was the code that they used to do, was it?
They say no. At the start, they're like, we were brothers, we had a code. And he's like,
oh,
I didn't
hear that.
That was great.
I don't remember that.
Their
I love
first
after
interaction
it.
Was so cool.
What's the decoding? He tastes like different bits from different parts.
I can't remember
what the...
I
phone
remember.
Number, I think.
Oh, God.
Yeah, was it numbers?
And then
numbers?
He, like, picks
yeah.
those numbers in, like, the sequence.
There's so many, like, tropes in that film. It's crazy. How there's,
oh,
like...
big time.
The Japanese guy who's in... Who dies, gets pushed in the car. He's a trope of just, like,
yeah.
the guy that knows it. But of course he
yeah.
does.
A smart guy.
Yeah.
But, like, he gives something... He gives
yeah.
enough just for when Max has his epiphany later
yeah.
on.
The British dude that super, like, hates America,
yep.
but is
yeah.
really working
the
for America.
The
yeah.
French guy that seems kind of slimy and,
but
like,
he's
he seems
not.
To be
I love
up to
that
no
guy.
Good.
Like, when they're in the locker and he pulls a gun on them and
I think
like,
his
oh,
name's Hernandez, because he's
which
in my...
Which makes no sense.
Why yeah, I can see what they were going for.
I love it how he does that, though, and then Butler's like, you would have killed me already. And it's like, oh, my God.
He's like, true.
I love that scene. He is. Yeah, I love it when they go out into the out like outside the spaceship, the
what
satellite
space?
Into space,
and it gets like knocked off.
It becomes like so ridiculous.
Like you'd think at first when all this shit starts happening, you're like, right, someone on this satellite is doing it, and they say at one point, this is the only guy that knows how to change stuff in the satellite. So surely, like, all right, you're clearly doing something. Why don't you just stop?
I think it's weird how they've got video footage of, like, the glass shattering.
Yeah.
For the guy at the start who dies. And they just don't suspect that it's, like, a thing that would occur unnaturally.
Yeah.
Like, they just think,
no,
oh, the glass was a bit broken and,
bit dodgy.
And it shattered and that's what happened.
Yeah. They're like, well, everything up on the ship, I feel like, is a bit of a mess.
It was a really Hollywood movie, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, it was pandered for China
time.
Like crazy.
Do you reckon?
Big time.
That's
well, yeah,
like a massive trend
in,
where like you pander for
China
and it doesn't matter how shit the movie is, they just make heaps of money.
Why do they like movies like that?
They like big action explosions and China
yeah.
being in the movie.
Yeah, China was in the movie. China got fucked up.
They had the yeah, it was
Beijing. It wasn't
wave.
Tokyo that got fucked up. It was Beijing. Yeah. Tokyo does get fucked up. Tokyo gets the giant hail that comes in. But it's it's Beijing, though, that has the melting ground.
The pipes under the ground explode.
Which I also love how quickly it, like, goes back to a normal temperature.
When
like
he looks at the thermostat at the end and it's, like, 150 degrees, he's like, oh, that's pretty hot, but, like, would that really do that?
Yeah.
And then it just, like, goes quickly to, like, 80. Yeah, and he like comes instantly. Out and he's like, oh, pretty hot.
Yeah, warm day, ain't it, boys?
Yeah, yeah. Just, imagine being on the bridge and just going, oh, it's bloody cold right here, mate. That's bloody boiling just a second ago. This is great.
Knew I should have brought my jumper.
I think my favorite disaster, there were two of them.
Yeah.
My first was when everyone on the beach got frozen solid.
I love that. Was great.
Oh, scary. The lady has to run
stone
away.
Statues.
The one chick that, like, outran the
she was good, yeah. She really sprinted.
And the other one...
The plane comes down on her. Oh, God. It doesn't really get her, but it comes close.
Actually, there were three. The other one is the floods in, like, Dubai, where, like, all the Saudi people are in
the
skyscrapers.
The wave just comes out of nowhere.
Yeah. That was great. And, like, the little Arab kid with his dog. And he's
just
tornadoes around.
It was funny as they kept pushing that, and then eventually it dies down, and he gets the dog back.
They brought, like, three little stories in there of, like, the Saudi Arabian guy who's up in the...
And the lady that's running away because she was initially with her boyfriend or something.
Who gets fucked up, I think.
Yeah, he dies. And she just gets away.
That's almost my favorite thing, is how excited they all are at the end of the film. That they stopped this geostorm occurring. But it's like, dude, so much of the planet got fucked up.
They're so happy they've saved these two people, and they're like, you should be pretty sad. You've lost, like, millions of people.
Millions. Like, before, sure.
Like, yesterday it was fine.
The only thing that happened was, in America, Miami got some electric shocks. Like, electrocuted, like, electricity, massive storm around Miami. But that was
the DNC got blown up.
Yeah, but that was in Miami. Like, that's the only place that got fucked up. They did pretty well. When you look at other places in the world that absolutely got fucked.
How good.
And they're like, we saved it, boys. We did it.
Nothing beats the chick and her character.
Oh, ridiculous. She was literally
a
superwoman.
She's like Batman. I was telling Hambles this.
Yeah.
She's basically Batman.
I suspected at the start that she might have been doing, like, the wrongdoings. Like, when that dude gets run over, she's just on her phone straight away and, like, doesn't look shocked or anything.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think that. I kind of just thought...
Well, I was kind of like, oh, that's a bit sus.
She's on it.
But I thought she was going to be more torn about... She wasn't really... Like, they made it as though she was so devoted, but she actually turned against the president pretty quick. And
yeah, she was just like, all right, I love you, and just went
she,
with Max.
Yeah. That was the only thing is that how quickly, because I thought it was going to
question that
they were going to, like, drag it on a bit more of, like, oh, it's going to be really tough for her to decide, and, like, she'll have to come back at the end and be like, you were right the whole time, I'm sorry, I love you, bullshit.
Nothing.
But no, she just was like, all right, I'm going to become a badass now.
Yeah.
I'm Sarah Connor.
I'm going to shoot in the air in the convention center and just fuck everyone.
I'm going to throw the car in reverse.
I couldn't
and
help but
shoot
think
them as I drive away.
When she shot in the air, someone would have tackled her or something and punched her in the face and, like, shot her. But, Bill, what's your thoughts on the whole her doing a sweet reverse maneuver and killing the people that are after the president and the president turning to her
ridiculous
and just going,
marry her.
I laughed so hard.
was the funniest bit in that film by far.
I tell you, the best thing about it is it's almost the only really solid comedic moment. I mean, it's not even that
solid.
It's not even that funny, but it's probably the funniest moment of the film, and that's saying a lot.
It's the funniest moment for us, not even for the general.
What do you mean? Oh, yeah.
We don't
true
find it funny. We find it...
But like,
funny.
Yeah, but, like, remember the trailers? The trailers made out as though it was a full-on comedy. Do you remember the trailers?
No.
The trailers were bizarre. They were like, we're gonna kidnap the president of the United States? And then, like, with lines like that. We'll watch it later. It is, like, they, like, focus on the comedy elements of it.
Really?
10 times more. And it's not that funny a film.
Because there wasn't much at all.
It doesn't even try to be funny.
The only funny
really
bits I thought at the start were, like, when Jared Butler's talking to the daughter. And I hated that daughter.
The daughter, that was one of the most know-it-all daughters.
She was speaking
she
like
was
a 40-year-old.
Like, she was only...
She was in it for
she
like
was
5
like,
minutes.
She was like 13, but she was talking like a... Yeah, like a 40-year-old who was happy with her life and was like, I know everything about me and the world now, and I'm fine. I can give you advice, Dad. fuck off, you're still in high school. She was such a know-it-all.
Middle school.
It was weird how she was in it for like 5 seconds. And then at the end, they ditch her.
They cut back to her a couple of times.
He's
but,
like so yeah. content with like, well, I'm going to die here. And she's like, no, he promised me he'd come back. And he's like, I don't really care.
Yeah, but then at the end when they're like doing that stupid fishing thing, and they're like, oh, this is actually a joke. We're not really fishing. They just leave the
That was great.
They leave the girl.
They do. I remember thinking that as well. Like how such a weird last scene it is because they both get up and she doesn't follow.
Yeah, she's
and
just like smiling like, I love the future. Like looking up in the air, but she's just by herself. Dad just left her.
I completely forgot about that. You're right.
A bit weird.
Back to the president kidnapping bit, though.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I think my favorite bit was at the very start of that, where they get the car, and one of them's just like, oh, a self-driving car?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh, that. This is clearly going to come into play.
Yeah.
And it did.
It does.
Oh yeah,
the fucking up when he opens the boot and the RPG is in the boot. That was the second time.
I loved it.
I think I did a spit take. I was blown away.
The movie was just getting crazier and crazier, and it all happened within like 5 minutes.
The film.
I feel like that's where the screenwriter was like, right, just get a bazooka in the.
They were just like, what can happen now? RPG.
His speech, though,
was the best bit where he's like, all right. I'm going to be the last survivor and then I'll be president. And then he's just like,
but like, what is his goal? They establish early on in the film, right, that it is coming up to election time.
Yeah, that's why they have the Democratic
does he,
National
Yeah, League. I know, but does he think he's going to get re-elected? Because sure, he'll be the next in line for the, 2 months before the election. But what are the chances that he's going to get re-elected?
You think about like the sympathy vote, though. Every single Democrat except for him is dead.
Yeah, I know, but it's such like, it's such an elaborate plan to just lead to some like getting power, but then you're up to a point where you have no control again.
I think it's power, and also he wanted full control of Dutch Boy.
Yeah, but he also talks for a little bit about how he wanted to make I wanted to make America great again by sending everyone back to 19.
We don't want to be
by sending everyone back to 1940 or whatever he says. Like real weird, like before the world wars, we're putting everyone back, we're going to be powerful.
Oh, just to add on to that RPG scene, how's it like when they do the self-driving car and they blow that up with the RPG? How the next shot's just the guy that shot the RPG
He's already gone. He's already gone.
She's Batman.
How did she get up there
quickly? That's what I want to know.
And did she make the driving car like do laps for a little bit so she could like run
up? Sprint
up
and then just like karate chop the guy in the back and knock him out.
I loved when the brother comes up and he's like, oh yeah, my brother would have something to say about this.
And he just punches
him. And he's like, what? What would he have to say? And he's just like, bang.
I hated that. I hated that guy so much.
Hated old Max.
The brother or the old?
Max.
Oh, I didn't mind Max.
Great. Do you have to admit, if they've like got this technology of Dutch Boy right, I feel like they could have left Earth and done other stuff the whole time.
What do you mean, as in like...
Like, they built a weather system in space, and they've got this massive space station that's Dutch Boy.
Yeah.
Surely they could, like, move on from Earth and go somewhere else at that point, do something
different. I do, but they kind of, like, semi-reference that. About how big a deal it was that they actually got all the nations to cooperate to actually build that. And that was almost the most realistic part of the film.
Yeah, but like they've got spacecrafts.
How they talked about how crazy
they can get you up to Dutch Boy in like a day.
The spacecrafts they have are insane. The way they like can like
planes.
Can like shuttles and pick up each other and like surely we do not have that technology. Like they pick up.
Yeah, how Hernandez picks them up.
I hate that. I hated that.
Mexico.
I hated one that they escaped. I wanted them to die up there. And two, I hated they got picked up. I wish they could have at least like. Dropped back down
or drifted into space and died.
Oh, even better. Or at least just like drop into the middle of the ocean somewhere. I don't know. Like
yeah, but that is weird because like I feel like their technology is way better than
just
focusing on Earth for so long.
Yeah, I guess so.
Get out there, boys. Like, get out in the world.
The most unbelievable bit is Gerard Butler's brother like being the one to negotiate all of these countries together. That's implied
how American is that idea that
he's
like
I did it all.
I did it all. I'm an American and I got everyone together. Not as though like
and he can barely get Gerard Butler back up in the bloody shuttle.
It's a wacky film. Like, all over the place.
I was thinking when I was watching it, like, right before the end, where, like, the geostorm was happening,
mm.
not nearly enough, like, run-up natural disasters.
I thought that as well.
It's not like I'm knowing how this, like,
yeah. That's my big problem is that there's not enough.
It needs to be like
in the middle. There's not enough natural disasters. There needs to be a couple more.
Mysteries happening. Like, oh, someone keeps doing this here and there and there.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's just like, oh shit, someone's done it all at once.
Like, I love the bit where it starts and they're like, look, we fucking found this village in Afghanistan and everyone's frozen mm. and they're like, shit. Well, why did that happen? And yeah. there should have been, and yeah, then you got Beijing, but between Beijing and then everything fucking kicking off, there's nothing, I don't think. Pretty sure that's it.
Yeah.
And there should be another one. But then you run the risk of it becoming like, oh my god, it just happened to happen in the exact same location that our heroes are at, like knowing where the plane crashes like right over the top of him. Like, well, I mean, ridiculousness.
Secret Service, they can get the news. Yeah. Well, I thought it just be on the news or something. That would work fine.
Could have made it a little more global on the ground, I guess. I guess you got
the
guy
in China. Did
you notice
when all the places that were getting affected by the geostorm, Melbourne was fine?
Yeah, I can imagine that.
It's good shit,
man. We never get hit down here. We've got sunny rain all the time. We're pretty lucky.
Yeah, that's it, mate. That's it. I don't know what else. Like, it was a weird movie. It was so shit, but I enjoyed it.
Yeah, so did I. Yeah.
I really like Jared Butler, though. I know he was...
I wish he picked his
name. Like, he wasn't even that
good. He plays the character pretty well. Like, it's such a stereotypical character.
Yeah, like, the character was very stereotypical.
Like, that's the thing. Like, I don't think his performance is bad. I just think he's got, like, a shit-written character.
I just think he must look at this movie and go, why did I do that?
He's just like, oh, I was in 300.
Maybe he had a great time on set.
300 isn't, like, good. Who knows? I've seen that recently.
No, but he got heaps of clout from doing it.
Oh, it's not, like, good, though. It's like all in slow motion.
Are there any like?
Yeah, because Zack Snyder.
Are there any solid Gerard Butler films like?
Ugly Truth.
Really solid.
Ugly Truth.
I'm joking. I have no idea if that's a good one.
Law Abiding Citizen.
I actually like Law Abiding Citizen.
Yeah, it's good. One. It's all right, movie.
Sick movie. Next week.
He's
film.
Trying.
Right, who's getting into it, you boys?
Yeah, let's do this week's stories. I guess I'll go first. I typically go first if it's two of us.
Yeah, right.
Let's get into it.
Hey, boy.
Ah. All right, boys. Welcome back.
How are you, Tommy, mate? Long time no see.
Yeah, I'm pretty good.
Yeah, how's the missus?
Yeah, she's all right.
Damn. Beautiful, beautiful.
Alrighty, boys. My story this week is called Geostorm.
Yeah, original.
Oh, yeah.
The Endless Summer.
Oh, what?
Oh, shit.
Get ready, boys.
I should have seen it coming.
Honestly, go fuck yourself, Obama. Young Jake Lawson, chief architect of the Dutch Boy satellite.
Exactly what
he was
say.
One of those dudes that's just like Obama's a lizard. He wasn't born in Kenya.
Young Jake Lawson, chief architect of the Dutch Boy satellite. As he double flipped off the prez.
Oh.
I ain't giving you my baby just so you can go 9/11 some other country with her. A handful of congressmen went, ooh.
Ooh,
and even Obama himself snapped his fingers and smiled instinctively before he quickly realized he was the one being dissed and composed himself.
Obama's so silly for not realizing.
He's so
honestly,
silly.
He
couldn't help himself.
Leader
he was like,
well.
Oh shit, that's good. And he was like, fuck.
Got me, razzled me.
Oh, that is it. Oh, what's a good Obama voice? Oh, that is it. Yeah, Obama,
that's pretty good.
As he climbed to his feet. Max, you're now in control of Dutch Boy. Fire your broke-ass bro and get him out of my sight.
Oh!
Jake looked to his bro with a deep sadness in his eyes.
You can't
do this, bro. Sorry, bro. I gotta listen to the man, said Max sadly, as he shed a single tear.
Fine! But I ain't going quietly, you hear, little bro?
Oh! Said Jake, as he slowly got out of his seat and started backing away.
Dutch Boy!
He yelled into the air. Yes, master. What is your command? Re- blood and mechanical voice from the heavens. Some of the congressmen peed their pants a little and hid under their desks.
Pretty amazing that he's got that community. Do you reckon it came out of like an Apple Watch or something?
Oh, no, he's got like a bracelet.
From the heavens. Just from the heavens.
Into the consciousness or just loud. Out loud?
Very loud.
So America probably heard it.
Everywhere heard it.
Oh.
And yeah, I'm just imagining like a family in Yugoslavia are like, what was that?
What was that language that they were talking? What kind of accent does Dutchie have?
Dutch, yeah.
Yep.
Because some of the congressmen peed their pants a little and hid under their desks. Activate the endless summer protocol, said Jake as he threw on a pair of shades.
It's a great idea.
And pulled a Hawaiian shirt on from out of his briefcase. See you bitches later. Suddenly, Schools Out by Alice Cooper started playing out of Dutch Boy. As someone threw Jake a longboard, and he carved his fucking way out of the courtroom and into the sunset.
So sick, so sick.
For several days, nothing really changed. Until it reached the freaking weekend, and everyone was ready to have some fun.
Oh, damn!
And suddenly, everywhere in the world was experiencing a nice, crisp 28-degree day.
Oh, mate, that's summer, mate.
Yeah, that's fucking summer.
Cheers! Bloody cheers.
Yeah, cheers, mate, cheers, yeah. Yeah, cheers. Yeah, Bill, come on.
Are you right, mate?
Watch that. Don't spill that.
Sorry, I got too excited about summer.
Cue sweet montage of hot chicks in bikinis hanging out on the beach and by the pool.
Don't forget those lifesavers, mate.
Lifesavers. Boys playing some beach cricket. Anything else? Anything else we want to add, boys?
No.
Ice cream vendors handing out ice creams to little kids. Smiles.
Bang.
Bang.
Drake handing out money to people.
Drake, he's out there. He's handing some money out.
That's with Millie Bobby Brown.
And Calvin Harris absolutely blasting the decks at Bondi Beach as he plays Summer for a 50,000 strong crowd.
So
that's where we find Jake Lawson sitting on the beach under an umbrella. Ute Fassbinder, who's
research that
German girl
as well, yep.
Under one arm and an esky of Coronas under the other. You made the right call, babe, said Ute as she smooched all up
on
Jake's
name,
lips.
Ute.
Yeah, Ute.
Did you ever hear her called that?
I never heard her name once.
She probably got said, though.
Yeah. Don't need to tell me twice, babe, said Jake as a tennis ball came out of nowhere and he caught it with one hand. One hand, one bounce! Yo, Chris and Liam Hemsworth as Jake threw the ball back to them. Fucking every time, said Luke Hemsworth as he threw his bat into the sand and stormed
Little brother
off.
Syndrome, boys.
Little brother syndrome. Yeah. He can never get it.
Oh, you want to acknowledge that mistake we made about...
What was it in Liam knowing Hemsworth we kept on saying it was Liam... We kept on saying it was Luke Hemsworth, but it was actually Liam.
Luke, so just a bit of a callback.
Luke has
to
had
that.
Like no credit apart from Westworld, I think.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, it was Lukey. It was Luke.
We wanted to give him some spotlight.
That's enough.
Hang 10, dudes, said the Chinese guy as he threw up some shuckers, then skated down past them on his longboard.
Is this the guy that gets run over?
Yeah. Suddenly, a bus pulled out from nowhere and killing him dead instantly.
Oh. It's just fate is all... That's his fate. Like, no matter what happens, if someone comes back and tries to change the future...
Yeah, you can't change it. You can't change it.
Always getting hit.
Also, I laughed so hard when I first wrote that line. Killing him dead instantly. Like, I laughed for like a good 2 minutes.
It's like two exaggerations on one.
Doesn't make any sense. Oh, shit. Gnarly wipeout, said Jake. As he bowed and prayed respectfully.
Oh, jeez.
Ute poured one out in respect.
Ute. Bloody Denny Ute, master.
Hey, thanks, guys. You've been a wonderful crowd. Fuck you, Taylor, said Calvin as he finished up his set and made his way up the stage.
Oh, rip Taylor and Calvin's relation.
They can make it work.
So many
references today.
Next up is Jason Mraz.
Oh.
Summer!
Oh!
Yelled Jake as he raised his glass to the sky. Everyone followed suit and the beers flowed freely.
So is Dutch Boy like in charge of like working out the set or just the weather?
No, like this is an actual festival that's going on, you know. Oh, like Calvin was
But it wouldn't
have
happened, I reckon,
Jason's
if it wasn't 28 degrees and sparkling beauty.
No fucking
they
way.
They organized
mate.
It pretty quickly.
This
though.
Is the Endless Summer Protocol.
Endless Summer Protocol, mate.
It's fucking festivals 24/7.
Yeah.
However, just as I'm yours finished up, Jake heard someone shout something
worse
from behind him.
Oi, you summer dog! Oh!
He quickly spun around to see Max and Bo Barmer and a handful of other American politicians standing there in full suits and looking mighty grumpy.
Who was there with him?
Did Obama just say, you dog?
It doesn't actually say who yelled that out, yeah. But I think it was Obama. I think Obama yelled that.
Bloody put the weather back to normal, bro, said Max.
Yeah, said Bo Barmer. This shit
Why
is whack.
Why is he Bo Barmer?
That's just what he's called in this story. Bo Barmer.
Was that his nickname?
It's just B. Obama, but, you know, Bo Barmer. You just get rid of the decimal.
Yeah, 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 I don't know if you're saying it wrong or not.
No, yeah, he's Obama in this story.
Right, right.
This shit is whack. It's not sustainable.
No, I get it. Sorry to interrupt.
Barack
exactly...
Obama. Obama. No. What do you mean?
But it's like how in the cricket games, how they can't use the proper names. So you have to make like a name that's close.
They've all got
like
fake names.
McGrith instead of McGrath.
Maybe like I'll start doing that from now on in all my stories. It's all slightly wrong names.
Oh, come on, boys, line up. It's the bloody endless summer.
Said, it says Jake. Said Max here, but it's not Max. It said Jake.
I like that, this is Jake's revenge to everyone, but he just wants everyone to enjoy
happy.
It.
Everyone's more happy. Said Jake as he pulled out a frisbee and started throwing it around with Calvin.
Oh, nice.
Nah, mate, I've had a fuck enough. I miss the rain and just sitting quietly with a nice cup of tea, said Max. B. Obama just nodded in agreement. Suddenly, a beach ball bounced into Bo Barmer's head, and several service agents shot it down instantly.
Who bloody threw this at me?
Yelled Barack angrily. Oh, man, yelled a couple from the water. Everyone quickly spun around to see Sarah Wilson, Max's fiancée, on Joe Biden's shoulders.
Oh, no.
Standing with the band Thirsty Merc, who were all on each other's shoulders as well.
Damn.
Bloody hell. What have we become? Said Max sadly as he and Bo Barmer hung their heads in shame. Suddenly, they felt a hand on their shoulders and they spun around to see Jake holding two souls.
Don't worry, boys. It's the goddamn endless summer, he said with a sly smile.
On the main stage, the lights dimmed and Snake Hips, Chance the Rapper and Tinashe came out and started playing All My Friends. Max and Barack looked at each other and the trio started laughing. Then charged their beers into the air and yelled, Summer! The end. Le Summer.
Oh!
The end.
Oh,
again.
Yeah, no, okay, yeah.
just in case anyone was confused. Yeah, that is
I would
it.
Love
yeah,
to see it. Snake Hips live.
Oh, mate, what a show. Especially on a bloody crisp 28 degree day.
Summer! And that's how they finish with their beers raised in the air. I like how he changed it from Coronas to Souls at the end there. Because he was drinking Coronas the whole
time.
Yeah,
he finished those Coronas. He was onto his Souls now.
And I like that Thirsty Merc was just in the water but not performing.
Yeah, because as I mentioned to Bill, I've already had Thirsty Merc perform at a summer-like festival in one of my previous stories.
Because I swear, I thought it might have been Bill that
it was Jaws. It was my Jaws story. So I thought, nah, Thirsty Merc, they can't come back out
again. But they
have
to
be there.
They have to be there. I mean,
yeah.
Who fucking wasn't
and
there?
And Sarah Wilson only popped in right at the end.
Yeah, she was just having a good time.
I thought you were going to go a bit further with that.
Having a good time with Joey.
No, she was just there on the shoulders.
She was going to be there more often, but then I was like, how do I bring Maxie and Obama? How do I make them be like, fuck, what have we become?
In the end, Jake, you
just
kinda
get their like couples and be like, fuck, our...
You kind of get the last laugh a bit, because like, you know, Obama was hating on Jakey, you know, banished him, and so did Maxie. But then yeah. Jakey was like, nah, endless summer, and they were all like, yeah, endless summer.
It just
There's like nothing actually happens. Like,
yeah, it's not that
bad. It just shows what a nice guy Jake is. He just wants everyone to have a nice summer.
Originally, it was going to be that then Terrace hacked it and made it the endless winter. But then I was like, I don't have time for this. What happens if it was just the endless summer and it's just a bunch of people just having fun for the whole story? Having a good time.
It was kind of a positive story. Yeah, I have to
really positive.
It was literally
the overall theme.
See, there are a couple of times where I almost made Jake a dick. Like, Jake was going to have Sarah Wilson under his arm and stuff. And then I was like, nah, man, just good vibes. Like, Jake had no bad blood. He was just like, well, fuck it. I'm pulling the endless... Yeah, he's kid. Should have included
it. It's not my story.
Not in your story yet? Yeah, I mean, forgettable. I reckon she was in the mosh. Right at the front when summer
really
was going
bad
off by Calvin.
In your story. The only bad thing was at the start, which was like a copy
which
of
was,
the movie
yeah.
where he was like, nah, you're out. Yeah. And then Jakey was like, nah, boys. Well, we're lighting this place up with Dutchie. Bang.
Well, I guess Chinese...
I'm out, but you're all in.
Chinese guy still got...
Oh yeah, no, he
got hit by a bus.
That's just like the last thing he saw was the endless summer.
That's fate. That's fate.
Yeah.
Like it was. What a way to go out. What a way to go out. And Jake knew that when he bowed his head and prayed.
Yeah,
he'd found Buddhism in the time, I think, and he. It was sad to see him go, but summer's got to go on. You know, we always live in the endless summer.
It's like a good party.
It's a state of mind.
I'm surprised you didn't have the 50-year storm just like out in the ocean.
You know what?
That
was an idea I had.
Really?
Oh, where I was like, the reason the Bodhi was out there and that the 50-year storm was happening.
I almost had Bodhi in my story. I was like, I could imagine Bodhi would be at the endless summer.
I had a lot of ideas for this.
I almost made mine the follow up to my last, not week, but last whatever story I did because it was ended on a cliffhanger. I was going to tie the two stories together.
I don't even remember.
But I was like, fuck,
my story
endless
was
summer.
Last time.
What was the thing that we did last time? Who did? District no, nine. You did the thing.
District 9.
You did the thing with me.
District 9.
No, the thing is later than
oh,
District
the thing.
9.
I thought you were just saying,
oh,
you know, we
thing.
Did the thing.
Is that the latest one we did?
Thing. Yeah. Oh, District 9 God. Hasn't gone up. It goes District 9, the thing, and then it'll be this one.
Hey.
Yeah. So let's bloody get this show on the road, boys, because we've got episodes to bloody upload.
Let's
get going.
Hey, play out.
All right, boys. Johnny, your story.
Yeah.
Show us what you're made of, mate.
I didn't actually write a title. Have a look, boys. Just start.
Oh, that's not a shock.
So that's happened a lot, but you're the titles guy.
That's your classic. He's not the titles guy. He's the non-titles
no,
guy.
No, he's like the ad-lib title guy.
Oh, yeah.
Let's just leave it at nothing.
So true. Yeah, I can leave it at nothing.
And here we go, boys.
Let's go.
Gee, well, it's not too bad down here on Earth today. Chuckled Jake Lawson as he cranked up the temperature knob aboard the Dutch board. Aboard the Dutch boy. I like that he said, gee, weather's not too good down...
But he's on the Dutch boy.
Yeah. Read it wrong. He said, down there on Earth today. Oh. Yeah, all right. So he cranked the weather dial on the Dutch boy. First lady and love interest to Jake, Ute Fassbinder, purred on her approach to Jake, who was sitting at the pilot's desk tending to the issues of the day. Ah, Sugar Plum, how are ya? Questioned Lawson as he motioned the flight crew to leave the room.
Yeah, not bad, eh?
Those Germans.
Little rat girl.
Yeah, not bad, eh?
Fassbinder replied as she went in for a smooch. Just before she could connect the fated kiss, Hernandez barged in with a pistol in hand. Aliens, Lawson. It's the aliens. They're here. He shouted, frantically ruining the couple's tender moment.
Damn.
Fuck's sake, Hernandez, mate. Learn to knock. Could have been going hard out of here. Who knows what you would have seen? Lawson said. Yeah, sorry, sir. I just got excited again. I'll excuse myself and you'll have a moment. Hernandez didn't dare stare at the captain as he went to excuse himself. But Fassbinder, old Missy Face, probed him for more explanation.
What are these immigrants, Herney?
She asked. And Hernandez turned slowly, pointing outside the viewing port of the Dutch boy into the abyss of the space. To reveal a massive serpent-looking ship.
Oh, damn, I like the imagery.
With a smirk on his face, Lawson thought nothing of the pathetic reptilic ship and turned to the Dutch boy's weather control system. Oh, and turned the Dutch boy's weather control system onto the foreign craft. Without hesitation, Lawson cranked up the Ice Age knob and turned to the two in the room. These fuckers don't know what's about to hit them. He smirked and watched as the Dutch boy pulsed its sweet blizzard tech at the alien ship. Suddenly, a disgusting reptilian creature dropped from above the air vent.
No, no!
Dropped from the above air vent over Lawson's chair and took Fassbinder as hostage.
No!
She's nothing to me! Do it! Lawson said as he secretly reached under his chair for his trusty old machete. The creature... The creature spoke in some reptilian slang that was along the lines of, pay us $1 million and you'll get her back.
Only $1 million. They're space pirates. Don't ask for all that much.
He then camouflaged with the surroundings and made for his exit. However, he did not camouflage Fastbinder, and so Lawson could easily track where the reptilian figure was going. Just before the lizard-like reptile could escape, Lawson popped a cap in his leg with a gun he also picked up. Now writhing in pain, Lawson walked over to the creature, cocked his pistol, and said, "This means war."
Oh, shit.
Next
He's
scene.
Taking it back to their planet.
Back on Earth, Sarah Wilson, that's the secret spy chick.
Yeah.
Was just finishing up with Max when she got the news from Trump.
Yes, sir, right away. I'll jettison the ship ASAP.
Max, half dead from the pounding he'd received, mumbled some pathetic words. Wilson ignored him, though, and quickly hopped into her space pod as she launched to the Dutch boy in space.
Everyone's just got their own space pod. Just get to the Dutch boy ASAP.
Back on the Dutch boy, things were in full swing for war, and Jake was in his personal gym throwing a couple of hooks into the pads held by Hernandez. So you reckon we can beat these snakes? Oh, wait, no, that's Hernandez that said that. What was my Hernandez voice?
So you reckon we can beat these snakes?
Hernandez asked with a hint of fear in his voice. Nah, mate, this is a routine invasion. Happened before plenty of times. Dutch boy's already frozen their vessel. Means there's no escape for those bastards. We just crank up the old storm aperture, shatter that bastard into a million pieces. All done. Lawson did one final uppercut to the unprotected body of Hernandez, who writhed in pain after the hit. Lawson thought that was weak and spat on Hernandez as he made his way to the change rooms with his dong out.
I was just about to say, like, he's a pretty good leader in that he was, like, real confident and really reassuring about, like, yeah, don't worry about the aliens, mate. We've got him. We've got him before. And now he's just spat on him.
You're nothing.
Next scene. As Wilson arrived to the Dutch boy, she saw movement coming from the alien spaceship, even though it was frozen. She noticed it changing shape, or morphing, as some would call it.
Oh, no.
She ignored it, though, and kept messaging the president on her iPhone X. Oh. Back on the main deck, where the captain's chair was, Lawson was having a quick feed until he noticed the alien spacecraft was no longer there. It had disappeared. In disbelief, Lawson quickly got out his binoculars and scouted the area. Dumbfounded, he just chuckled and said, "Guess they ran away, bunch of chickens." Fucking bang! As he finished, a giant impact shook the Dutch boy.
No!
Forcing Lawson...
Such great sound effect work. And sound design in this episode is amazing.
Forcing Lawson to drop all his chips.
Fuck!
He yelled as the vessel shook vigorously. Wilson ran into the room and over to Lawson. "It's the aliens, Jake. They've morphed into a giant spacecraft weapon transformer."
Oh, shit.
Smiling. No. Lawson knew he finally had a reason to activate Operation Voltron. He looked over to Hernandez and Fastbinder and nodded. They too nodded back. He then said, "Activate Operation Voltron." To the Siri, who was controlling Dutch Boy.
So it was kind of the voice control. Yeah.
This is the whole ad for Apple.
"All right, Jakey, my boy," she replied. And the Dutch Boy began transforming into what resembled Voltron.
Oh.
Next scene. Voltron and the giant serpent spaceship were now locked in a crazy battle with heaps of punching, kicking, and sword fighting. Jesus. Lawson knew this was the greatest day of his life.
He's never felt so alive.
Until all of a sudden, Leonard Deckham, President's right-hand man, the guy who betrays the president.
SCOTUS. Yeah. Yep.
Eric Holmes.
Jumped up from a vent from the ground.
Oh, shit.
And started slashing at Jake. "You're dead, boy," he said. Jake began fronting Leonard with his fists. "I knew it was you all along, you son of a bitch."
What?
Lawson spat out blood from his mouth.
Oh,
even
it.
Though he'd yet to been hit. And the two began fighting on the main deck. From Earth, though, this was an absolute spectacle. Having two giant spacecraft machines fight out in space was amazing. It was televised on every channel in the world. Eventually, though, it would be the president who, seeing no other alternative, would nuke both parties.
Holy shit.
No, no, it makes sense.
I guess so.
Mm. Ending the futile invasion and forever keeping humanity safe. The end.
Man, good on him for, you know, stopping it.
That was really, like, how I rushed it at the end.
Yeah, no, that's the natural way that things occur, though. It's in the pipeline
that's how it ended
for the press.
The Second World War, yeah. Just, you know, nuke, done.
Oh, I had to catch back.
So true.
Even though it wasn't that good.
Yeah. Even though it was a letdown, and that was even that was even harder on the prez.
Do you reckon after Batch finished that Trump got on the phone to Honey Badger and was like, mate, you're right?
Mate, we fucking knew
Jake Trump
Lawson
was like,
for this.
Mate, come here for love. Come over to the States, mate.
You're not ready for love, mate. Just, you know, fuck off.
Yeah.
I love that people just kept on being able to sneak into the ship a couple of times.
I like that the first guy was like not a threat, even though he somehow got into the ship.
Wait, did Secret Service girl? Sorry, Ambles, but did she make it into the ship, or did you?
Yeah, she made it.
Yeah, she got into the ship.
And she, I don't know what happened to her.
My favorite thing is, I'm glad you referenced it because my mind automatically went to it. Is when the first lizard guy uses his cloaking ability to get out, and my mind was instantly like, but he's holding the girl, like that won't work. And he just got fucked up straight away.
Yeah, he gets owned. I had an idea of... I had a lot of ideas for this story. And I just went with the quickest storyline. And that was, I always wanted to, like, Dutch boy to turn into a transformer, basically. That's what it went with. But in the end, I just, like, ignored that bit and was like, yeah, they just got nuked. But I also had another one where it was the X-Men were there. And Storm was taking on Geostorm. Like, that was another story I had.
That would be great.
I had another story where, yeah, it was like, it was Bodhi just catching good waves because of the Geostorm.
He just loves it.
It was the dumbest, like, these are the dumbest ideas I had. Well, then I just went with aliens invading.
That's still a solid choice. Lizard alien.
I really liked that ship. That ship sounded cool as hell. That it was
just
like
a big old snake.
Yeah, that's cool as hell.
Not the idea of them blizzarding it to start with.
Yeah.
But then they disappeared.
Use, I like, they use can the turn, real May tactic on them. Just freeze them in place.
They can turn the whole force of the Dutch boy onto like a single
that's
ship.
What I was like. I was like, it's around the Earth. And if the like aliens up like, here, what is like the satellite at the bottom of on the opposite side of Earth doing? But nah. It's all just like blizzarding this one place. I love that.
I'd say better story than, you know, the film.
Yeah, I could say that. Yeah.
It was kind of after the film, to be honest.
Yeah.
When they rebuilt the second Dutch boy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
mate.
Yeah,
even though Leonard never died, though. So he could have easily been on that. I implied that Leonard was the spaceship leader, by the way, but it just didn't really come across.
I felt like it was Lizardmen, like Lizardmen down on the planet. It was Lizardmen the whole time. Who referenced Lizardmen before?
And he was their leader.
Yeah.
I was
bloody out there.
Builded with reptilian Obama stuff.
Yeah, reptilian Obama stuff.
Yeah.
Bit of a tie through both stories.
No, that's what I do. But not right the story. I'm connecting yours.
And we'll connect next week's.
Oh, wow. Oh, hell yeah.
What will be next week's?
Yeah, we'll find out, I guess. Boys, time to wrap it up. Another week.
Unusually
done.
Quick wrap up.
Yeah, we're back pretty quick.
What you did last week, mate.
What did I do?
You went out with the beers.
Yep.
The boys, the Bachelor, burgers. Had them all, mate.
GGEZ.
Nah, GGEZ wasn't last week, mate.
Yeah, mate.
Got to try and get there this week, though.
Next
you know
week,
what I'm saying? Got to try and get there bloody every week.
Again, mate.
I'm house sitting soon, actually, up there bloody again. Might try and hit up GG.
Oh.
It'll be good.
Make a Saturday of it.
Maybe. I don't know. I might be booked out both nights, but I'll see what I can do for you boys.
Yeah, that's disrespectful.
Yeah, anyway, let's move on. Before we say stuff that we all regret. Yeah. So, Geostorm. We'll regret nothing about that.
Great film choice, mate.
I don't regret watching it, but nor would I watch it again.
I felt like we were potentially going in a little overhyped. Because I remember when we saw the trailers and we heard the premise of the film, we thought it was going to be the dumbest film we had ever seen. And
it was
like,
exactly
super
what
crazy.
I expected, to be honest.
Yeah. And yeah, it was.
It owned it.
It didn't disappoint for what we wanted. Maybe a little more just crazy, natural disaster stuff, but pretty. It gave you everything you wanted, especially with bloody Sarah Wilson.
Damn,
stunning. Bloody Mario. I'd marry her.
Yeah, Mario. Easy. If that's anything you take away from that film, just marry her.
Marry her.
Do it.
Find yourself a girl that can just throw that car in reverse, spin around,
just chuck the handbrake on.
Pulls out her Glock. Bang, bang, bang.
I reckon she's.
I got you, Mr. Prez.
She's the kind of girl that could get Colin Kaepernick to, you know, meet with the president and say, oi, you know, we've got common ground.
She could do that. I've got no evidence to say that she couldn't do that.
You're on a political bloody.
Yeah, what are you trying to say, Smith? You've led us down.
They blew up.
You've led us a direction.
Democratic National Convention.
What do you want to say? Just say it.
Say it.
The filters.
They're all lizards. Is that what you want me to say?
I don't want you to say anything. You say what you feel, mate.
I've said it already.
All right. We've acknowledged what you've said, and we're going to move on.
I know what you did last.
Yeah, and I'll take it from here, boys. Yeah, Smith's right. I know what he did last summer is the movie we'll be doing next week, 1997
film.
Yeah,
you got it pulled up there. Wait,
1 hour, 41 minutes, MA, 15 plus, horror mystery thriller.
What
it's an Australian film,
what
boys.
What year did you say it was?
1997.
I thought you said 1957. I was like, that
nah, that's,
doesn't sound
the
like
Waterfront
the right film.
Kazan.
Yeah, that's the one.
Man, so many fences.
Yeah, no, it's 27th of November, 1997 in Australia it came out.
Yeah, all right.
Four young friends bound by a tragic accident. All right, enough of that. Let's talk about that next week.
Save it for the surprise of next week. Yeah. I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
You seen it, Smith?
No.
Budget 17 million.
17? Slightly different to the 120 of...
Gross to 125.
That's horror for you. That's what you want. You want that. You want that little.
You want that Blair Witch.
Little
return.
Risk. Little risk.
What would you guess the aspect ratio would be, boys?
16:9.
No movie, which is like 1.25 by something like that.
It's actually 2.35 by one.
Fuck.
So just get it right next time.
16:9.
I knew it was something crazy.
Color.
Technicolor.
Multi.
Perfect answer. Hamels.
No one, to film school.
Sorry, boys. I'm just there's like a lot on IMDb right now.
Yeah,
I'm just having a look.
Yeah.
At around 14 minutes, as the body hits the automatic. All right, that's a bit
Sorry,
we all know the time mark
cut
now.
It,
we
cut
know
it.
When it happens. Yeah, Jesus,
cut it.
14. Watch. Cut that.
Cut it.
Oh my
Bye.
God.